Chapter 1. The Trip. I don't remember dying, thought Connor Kane as he hurtled through an ethereal tunnel. Towards what, he wondered. God? Heaven? The promised light that was to bathe me in feelings of overwhelming peace and love? Unfortunately, I feel only nausea, vertigo, and an overwhelming fear of the unknown. Did these foretell a less desirable destination? The ragged walls of the tunnel whizzed past him at dizzying speeds. But worse, Connor was ricocheting off the walls upside down, sideways, right side up, then upside down again as if there were no grounding gravity. His aching body felt as if he were being pummeled by a prize fighter. But wait. He suddenly realized that he wasn't colliding with the walls of the tunnel. Rather, he was hitting a spongy, clear membrane of some sort surrounding him. I'm inside a transparent bubble, he concluded as he bounced off the right wall, then face-planted into the opposite wall. He'd read about near-death experiences, NDEs. People who'd been pronounced clinically dead but been revived. There were no bubbles in their accounts. What did this mean? Their accounts talked about going to the light. There was no bright light ahead of him. Only darkness. Could he not be going to the light? Why was his experience abnormal? How did I get here? He searched his memory as he negotiated the collisions. He was still in his tuxedo. He remembered being at the gala celebrating his decade of accomplishments. Then what? Think. He remembered he and Lenore leaving in the limo. Then blackness. Lenore, where is she? Panic gripped his body. Is she all right? If I'm dead, she'll be devastated. His heart was besieged with pain at the very thought of her pain. They'd not been apart since their childhood years in the orphanage in Denmark. His heart broke in empathy with the anguish she must be feeling. A second later, it hit him he'd no longer be with her. His own anguish echoed hers. Suddenly, the bubble came to a complete stop. His stomach flip-flopped as it does on the downhill drop of a giant roller coaster. The rushing walls of the tunnel were finally still. Silence. Darkness. What's happening? Again, where was the bright light, the beings of light, the welcome of deceased family and friends? Where was his unconditional love and acceptance? Suddenly, the blue glow of another tunnel materialized out of the black pitch to his right. His bubble immediately made a right turn and raced through the adjoining tunnel. He was again bouncing off the membrane in every direction. He was dizzy again as he was flung from wall to wall upside down. How can this be? What's going on? Still no bright light up ahead as he was thrust around the endless winding curves characteristic of this second tunnel. Great. Something to make his nausea worse. I might be able to turn myself right side up as I bounce off the walls. He dove toward his feet with his upper body, then thrust his feet down underneath him. It worked. He was upright. Well, this is better, he thought. Wait a minute. Another epiphany. If I'm not near the walls, I won't be battered about like a badminton bird. He softly pushed off the wall with the form of a professional swimmer. He headed for the center of the bubble. Stillness. The cacophony silenced. Phew. The calm in the center of the storm. Well, this is better, he repeated with self-congratulatory pride. Now I have a chance to think. What has happened? What is happening? He struggled to remember as he guardedly surveyed the speeding tunnel terrain swishing past his purview. Connor would have liked to have had the out-of-body experience so many NDEs experienced. Floating above, he could have observed his death and the people around his body discussing what had happened. He might then have had more answers as to how and perhaps why his life was cut short.